So welcome, everybody. This is a Board of Trustees meetings for the Pines and Plains Library. It's Tuesday, November 25th, 2025 at 4 p.m. And we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Okay. So, do we have an acceptance of the agenda?
Move to accept it. The agenda?
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, consent agenda. We have any questions about last month's minutes? No? Okay. No correspondence. October bank reconciliations.
Well, we currently have in the CBC checking account $1,496,281.14. In the payroll account, we have $34,251.57. The Colorado Trust, we have $762,680.92. The C-Safe 1 is $620,458.74. And the C-3 account is $751,712.58. And I can tell you that each of those interest-bearing accounts are earning about $2,700, and the other one earned about $2,100. I'm just giving you general terms. I just saw them, but I don't remember the exact figures. But so they're earning over $2,000 a month, so that's pretty good.
That's nice.
And the gross total is
$3,665,384.95.
Nice. Thank you, Alexandra.
So the October budget to actual, if you look at the budget sheet in your packet, and then go to page 3 on that budget sheet, and look at the third line from the bottom. So far through October, we've spent $1,065,445.60 out of our $1.5 million budget. So we've spent 68.66%. And if you're thinking about what October is of the year, it is 83.33% of the year. So it's like 2/3 of the year.
Very nice. Okay. Now, we need to, we have a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Would move to accept the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. On to committee reports. Has anybody been to...
I BOC meetings. I was a bad boy and had other problems, and I did not attend either one to involve with dog shows. Sorry. And I was a bad boy. So I'm not sure what the hell happened.
That's okay.
That's okay.
I don't know. I survived the dog shows barely.
I know it's been busy lately.
Okay. I'm hoping the dust will settle here once I get past first week of December.
Okay. And a report from the foundation meeting.
You got
all your notes.
So the foundation met on Saturday, November 15th. And Colorado Gives Day is still ongoing through December 9th. And so I can give you the balance that we've raised so far during Colorado Gives Day. It's $3,412. So that's pretty good. And I resigned at the last meeting as the foundation president because it's a conflict of interest for me as the library board employee to be.
Kind of makes sense.
Too many hats. And so our new president of the foundation is Kathy Ruppel. And last Friday, I was at the Front Range Public Library Directors meeting, and I just kind of sketched what we were doing, you know, raising money for the Elizabeth Library. And I told them that our goal was $3 million over 3 years. And they were all like, ooh, that's pretty steep money. And one library in a small resort town said that their foundation is able to come up with $200,000 to $250,000 a year. So
what do they do?
I don't, different fundraising events and just getting out there and asking people for money and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if you want to wait for a while, think about it. Maybe at the next meeting, we could adjust the amount that we're asking the foundation to raise down or something, or
no.
Okay.
No, I don't. They are all focused on that. Well, why would we cut their boots off? If we only get $1 million, it's still more than what we've got now.
I just won't tell anybody else.
Just be quiet.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
We got them gung-ho.
We'll let the pressure be.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
High goals are better than medium goals.
Yes. I think so.
Or no goals. I mean, it's always better to try to strive.
Just don't get disappointed, though.
Well, that's true, but it's still.
We can tell them it's a stretch goal, you know.
Yes.
I would just be encouraging.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
And some of them are really excited about what they're planning to raise funds. And so I hope nobody listens to our Board of Trustees meetings.
I think what's good is that, you know, and then as soon as we know, as whatever the board can do to support them in their endeavors, if they're having an event, we need to attend. Okay, so I think that's good. Okay, director's report.
So I'll go through this really quickly tonight since we're trying to get the meeting kind of done quickly. Libraries, Pines and Plains Libraries in the news. Karen Kindig's column on the Touch a Truck event was just really sweet. That was in the Elbert County News, and you can access that through the internet. Our newsletter still goes out every month, and November's issue had Constitution Day, and it also featured some of the different things that are available at Kiowa and Elbert libraries. We have three new substitutes that have started. One started at Kiowa, and she's also going to be working at Elizabeth and at Simla. And then we have Emma Mays will be working at Kiowa, and Kristen Peacock will be here at Elizabeth. So we have three new substitutes. And then just a reminder that I'm going to be out of the office between Christmas and New Year's. So I'll be out of Colorado. Facilities, we are still waiting to hear back from our local HVAC guy to give us a new quote. I mean, granted, you don't really need an air conditioner in the winter, but we thought it might be a little bit less expensive to get it in the winter. And then the ADA project at Kiowa, we met with a potential contractor that we've been talking with along the way. And he brought an architect with him. And so what they're doing is they're going to approach the town to make sure that we're to find out what the inspectors are looking for, because this is such an old property. It has to come up like this far, as far as you know, they're meeting the specs. So so we'll find out more. We're supposed to meet with them next week again. And then the hail damaged roof, we've paid all of our bills. The repairs are all complete. So that's almost all done. And if you have a chance to stop by Kiowa, Kristen has purchased a new study table and two area rugs, and she's put some soundproofing up on the back, and it really helps with the acoustics in the back area. So she's done some nice things. As far as operations, we've engaged Lori Hendrick as our auditor again, and she's going to be here the very last week of January. And we received our official notification for the state grant. The state is on a different time frame than we are. Their fiscal year runs from July through June. So their grants are 2025 to 2026, but we always wait to use them until the next year. So we got $9,997. And so we'll spend that between January and June next year. The Simla Friends got a $4,000 grant from the Lassiter Family Foundation. And so they are buying some fun technology things with that money. The open enrollment for our insurance for our staff has now closed, and that went really well. Then just all the programming that's going on. We had a star party where we shut off the outside lights and had the group that came in brought like about 6 or 8 telescopes. And so we had a really great turnout. We had 110 people show up.
Nice.
And we practiced with this room, where this was the only part of the library that was open, because so people could get into the restroom. And they had a display in here of meteorites, so you could actually touch a meteorite that came from the moon or another planet. So it was kind of exciting. Curiosity Club, Dinovember right now. Book clubs are selecting their books for 2026. The Kiowa Coffee Chat's going on. Oh, Kristen is planning a New Year's Eve program for the kids in Kiowa, which is always really fun. So they celebrate New Year's Eve at noon, and the kids get to count down, and they get to have noise and, streamers and party hats and all that fun stuff. So that's always a really fun one to see. Kristen attended community conversation training with Colorado Humanities. So we're going to look at starting that up in next year. Their book group is doing better with Simla, or it's getting started up. They have a new toddler story time. So they have 2 story times now at Simla. And their holiday craft night, I think, is next week. They're really excited about that. And they're looking at more options for passive programming. So that's like a program where you don't have to have a staff member there, but somebody can come and, you know, do a little like craft in a bag kind of thing or something like that. Some things came up after I finished my notes, and I just wanted to share that with you. So I was contacted by some folks in the county, and they're really concerned because the suicide rates have really gone up in the county. And so we're going to have a mental health first aid training here for community leaders. It'll actually be in December, and we're inviting people from the churches, people from the schools, you know, the towns, the county, you know, anybody who can come. And it's done by the CSU, I want to say extension, but I don't think that's right. But it's a mental health, like first aid, like things you can do if somebody's in crisis. So it'll be two 4-hour sessions. And we're still working on, I know this is late, we're still working on what days that'll be. We'll do 30 people here in the meeting room for that. But it's such a concern. Apparently in Kiowa and Elbert, mm-hmm. that's where they've had the recent suicides.
Do you have these children or adults?
I believe it's adults.
Do you have flyers with those dates or
not
anything?
Not yet.
Okay.
I
think it'd be good to also take them to the PD.
Yes.
I'm a victim back
yes.
at the PD.
Yeah. And I will copy, I'm copying the sheriff and I'll copy the local fire or the fire departments and the PD as well. So,
and I think the victim's advocate would be really good.
Yes.
Because she's yeah. real involved.
Yeah.
We're all really involved, yeah. involved with that.
And so I was just thinking about things that I could do that, you know, to get out into the community. And so I came up with this idea of a holiday hello. And it's a simple challenge asking everybody to just go say hello to your neighbor on either side of you, your two closest neighbors. And just don't worry about taking a card. Don't worry about taking cookies. Just go over and say hello and see how they're doing and that kind of thing. And just kind of reaching out into the community. So far, it hasn't really taken off, but I just...
But you posted it to Facebook, yeah, so I noticed it yeah, there, too.
I put it all over Facebook, and I'm going to continue to post about it about, you know, 2 or 3 times a week. And I'm specifically not mentioning what's going on in the community. I'm just wanting people to reach out and check on each other. I'm just, you know, and I know that everybody in Elbert County, they're good about doing that already, but it's just, we get so caught up in our holiday preparations that, you know.
The other thing that the PD has just started and just had a kickoff was called the Circle of Care. And that's where we just check on, like, if somebody wants to be involved with the program, they just have to sign up and we'll give them a call, we'll give them a check-in, we'll give them a,
yeah,
you know, which I think is really good, specifically for seniors.
Yeah.
You know, there are HMOs around here. Perhaps you could contact or email the president of the HMOs. And,
the HOAs?
HMOs. HOAs. Yeah, that might be beneficial. I don't know how you get their email addresses, but.
Yeah, I've done some research and gotten some addresses over time. But, yeah, I don't know. This is the holiday season. And it's going to be late notice. I don't know how, you know.
Well, I'll just say this is a difficult time for people at this time of year. Reach out to your neighbors.
Yeah, we're going to offer it again. They'll be offering it for young adults in January. The same, or the training slightly different. I don't know the answer to your question.
Is this a training? This 30 people thing that you're going to do?
Yeah.
And you'll announce that later.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll blind copy you guys on it. So, okay. And, you know, because I'm going to have my managers attend if they can. And if you guys want to attend as well, that's, you know, it's up to you. But
I was going to say, I talked to a guy at Walmart yesterday, and he lives by the ghost town of Fondas. And I found out where that's at. It's east and south of Kiowa, probably 8-10 miles. And apparently there is a group of people that are buying properties out there, and they're having problems with people, vagrants, living in the abandoned buildings that are in the ghost town and starting fires to keep warm, and then the building burns down. And so the Kiowa Fire Department has been out there several times. And it sounds like an interesting place for people to go visit. And apparently I think we have a book in the library. It's about Colorado ghost towns. And the only reason why it scratched my brain was the Channel 7 or Channel 4 weather deal. Their map shows a town of Fondas, and so I had never heard of that. So I looked on the map, and there is no Fondas town on any Colorado map. And then I inadvertently talked to this guy twice now, and explain to me where the town is, and it's apparently a ghost town, and I need to find this book that we have in the library about ghost towns in Colorado and see if there's a section in there. It's just there's a group of people down there that are buying properties and building places and or trying to either take the buildings and disassemble them to save the wood, because people are down there pirating the old wood for various assorted things. And so it's just one of those weird things. You talk to somebody and you hear of these places, and all of a sudden a couple things click together. It was a very interesting conversation.
But, somebody helping these vagrants?
Apparently he didn't have an explanation as to how even the vagrants get out there, because it's out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's about 7 or 8 miles east of Kiowa, and then south about 3 or 4 miles. And so it's out there in the middle of nowhere. And but apparently people are camping out in these buildings and causing fires. And it's apparently a ongoing problem for the Kiowa Fire Department, because they have to keep making the calls, and the people that are trying to live and build out there, they're also constantly worried about grass fires from these fires, because apparently there's a bunch of these old buildings and not many trees, just grass. And I'm wondering how many other places are around in the county like this. But anyway, it's just, it's weird.
It's out there someplace. It was established in 1895.
Wow. Again, so, like I say, I'm going to look up the book in the library on the other side. It's got to be in the nonfiction area somewhere. But I've seen it once or twice in the past, so I'm going to have to check the book out just to check out these towns. It's like the Russellville Road. Where is Russellville?
Do you all have any questions about my report? Is there anything that anything?
No. All that's good to know.
Alessandra, I don't know. You asked about the suicides, whether those were adult, which I don't know.
Is the public health department involved in with all of this stuff?
There's quite a few team attempts, yeah. As well as the both, I believe. I have a question. I don't know if it was on your report, but to the Colorado the giving campaign.
Oh yes, the Colorado Gives.
Just go to Colorado Gives and find Pines and Plains.
Yeah, I can give you, or you can write a check too if you want. Just bring it to me at the library.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. That's easy.
If you'd rather do that.
You gotta do PayPal or something out to
you can do it online. I can give you the URL or you can just write a check, whichever you
prefer. Okay. All right. I'll bring in a check before then.
Okay. Go on to the mill levy certification.
Yeah. So we got the numbers this afternoon from the assessor, and Alessandra checked my math, and Nat checked my math, and so it's pretty similar to what it was in August. I think we get just a tiny bit less than. The number is a tiny bit less than what it was.
Okay, so what we need to make a motion to approve the mill, to certify the, how do you want that?
I think it's to certify the mill levy. I think that's the.
Is it a motion or a resolution?
Is the 2.516 mill levy?
2.562. Or is that last year?
Our regular mill levy is 2.516. And then we're asking for the refund and abatements of 0.046 mills, which will give us about $32,000. But that's kind of like a cherry on top. You know, I don't know if we're really actually going to get that. But so to really certify the mill levy, I would say just the regular 2.516.
Okay, I make a motion that we certify the mill levy at 2.516 for the coming year.
You're being 2026.
Correct.
Okay. I would second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The next two pages are just the mill levy public information sheet that we do now.
Hey, get back to my.
Yeah, I'm getting lost here.
Get back to my page. Okay, so then we have a copy of the 2026 board meeting and a library holiday calendar. Which I have here.
I'm looking. It's
right behind the mill levy. It's in order.
Yes, if anyone wants to stay.
Oh, here we got it.
Yes.
Oh, and we had also discussed changing the board meetings to a 4 p.m. time slot instead of 6.
So, is anyone opposed to that? Having it at 4?
Well, if you could vote. Well, I mean, we could
just do it.
Yeah, or we can wait. Yeah, you probably should take a vote, right?
We probably should make a motion. Yeah. I make a motion that for the coming year, which will start in January through December of 2026, all Board of Trustees meetings will be at 4 p.m. versus the old 6 p.m.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
We'll change that.
And then just kind of for information, on our email list with all the directors all across the state, somebody put out the call, you know, what are your holidays? And so she collated 11 different libraries, and her library only had 8 holidays. Our library has 10 holidays. So we were like the lowest. Everybody else had, I mean, I think the highest was like 14, which was kind of crazy. So the average, but it's only 11 libraries in Colorado that responded to her survey. And the average was like 11.7 days that people are taking. So the ones like we don't take Veterans Day. And then we switched Juneteenth because we wanted the day after Thanksgiving instead. And then there's a couple other little ones, too. But My experience, like being in business, is that you have 10 holidays and that's all you have. But I don't, you know, I'm just seeing differences in libraries. So, and I think we don't have as many as the county. The county usually has Veterans Day off, and I don't know what else they have off. But.
They follow the federal, the banks do.
They may follow the federal. I can find out too what the county has. Just
I don't
like the Veterans Day. It was last week. The banks were closed, but everything else was functioning. So
all the state offices were open. Yeah. So I think Veterans Day is the only one that's kind of.
Was the post office closed?
Yes, it was closed. The banks were closed, and
they don't close the Thanksgiving Day after, do they? The banks and the so those are different.
Yeah, so we have a special.
That's a fun. I think you deserve that. I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, my vet's office is closed the day after Thanksgiving,
so
make sure I have all my prescription food done today.
Do we need to make a motion to accept?
To accept this?
Yeah.
We do?
Okay.
I make a motion that we accept the holidays calendar for the year 2026 that has been provided to us.
I'll second that.
Okay. All right.
All in favor?
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm
still like, down there.
Okay, we got that done.
Okay.
Take this home and give this to my wife.
Well, I have to fix it because it still says 6 p.m. and you guys just voted to change it to 4 p.m. So yes. I'll get you a new one at the next meeting.
I wrote it underneath there and that'll work for my wife.
Okay, and then we have board member term expiration. And Susan told me that my term is up in January. And asked if I wanted to continue, and I said I would continue.
Good. Okay. We don't need a new president. We don't need another new body.
So, unless anybody,
so I'm going to make a motion.
I don't think doesn't need a motion, does it?
I would think, yeah, it's probably safer because we'll be sending all the.
Because I know you have to send it to the commissioners, the county commissioners, to say that we're still going on this way.
Yeah. I mean, Anne continues her president second in 2026.
Okay, and it's a three-year, it's a three-year thing.
Three-year term.
29.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's a long time.
Just, you know, keep going. What's that?
Thanks.
Okay, because I think we're all working together very nicely.
We're playing in the sandbox well.
Yes, we're playing in the sandbox.
Anybody kick sand out?
Okay. Policy manual revisions.
So I didn't bring that. I didn't bring copies of it with me. I should have, though. But what we had talked about was to have a study session.
Yes.
In January.
That works for me. I think we need to do
to go over that. And I think I emailed you all the revisions.
Mm-hmm.
So what I can do is I can print them out and we can get them to you before that meeting. If that would be helpful.
Is there any notable changes for anything?
There's a new policy to add on how we protect personally identifiable information, just that we destroy that after, you know, a certain time period and just other edits. And she changed some of my wording in the gosh darn it, it was the part that we just last approved
about
About if people come in here looking for people.
Right.
That, yeah.
So there's just a clarification, because there was something specific to the law that we had not included. And then another piece was with our challenge policy, you know, when someone comes in and they have a book that they're concerned about, our first step is to talk with that person. And she maybe that's more procedural, because she took that part out and just left the law in. So so it's something that we can look at. And but that's what we do, is we start with a conversation.
So would that be, you know, I'm just thinking changing in policy document, or would there be a like a training item for staff?
Right. Yeah.
So
we'll get that information to you and have that ready. And we'll, our study session is January 14th.
3 p.m.
3 p.m.
The 14th?
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
It's on there.
It's on here. It's on the second page.
And the December 8th meeting, that's what you were talking about.
Right.
Well, the December 8th meeting, we don't even need it. Yeah. Because we just, I wasn't sure I would get the mill levy information, and we did. So we don't need that.
Yeah. So we don't need that.
And our normal meeting will be the 21st at 4 p.m.
Right. So December 8th is canceled.
Right.
And this is 4.
Yeah. Yes. So there's not just a regular board meeting in December?
No.
Commissioners meeting, Paulus. Oh, for the commissioners.
Yeah. In January.
Yes, let's do that. Well,
old news is better than nothing, I
guess. Okay. So, is there any? Because there's no public comment. We don't have any public. Any other item?
One comment.
Okay, I've had an inquiry from a couple of friends about becoming board trustees. Do we want to put them in a file as to people that might, if we should need a trustee?
Yeah.
Sometime in the future.
Give them an application.
I'll give them an application and tell them that we will put this in a file for upcoming thing. Because
currently we have no openings.
Right, that's true. And I don't foresee any at this particular time. But who knows? You never know when somebody might get ill and decide they need to make a change or whatever. And
right. Stuff happens.
I will get an application to him.
You know,
I'll see how serious he actually is.
Yeah. The other thing you might do is invite them to the board meetings. Come and visit and see what we do.
Sure. That I can do.
Sorry, guys. This person.
Okay.
I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
I second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.